This is FAQ with Chris Knight.
Our questions today are for Brian Staubs of McKenzie Chapel and Crematorium. It's holiday season, and this could be a rough time of year for people.
Yes, it sure can. And with the holidays, it's a tough time, and people suffer grief from a loss. And it sometimes is more emphasized when you get to the holiday season.
Well, because, I mean, things have changed now. Like when you think of holidays, be it Christmas or Easter or something coming up, you're used to everybody being together.
Exactly right. So whether you've suffered that loss during the Christmas season or maybe last June or July, when you get back with your family again, somebody is missing, and that's that person that you definitely miss. So this is a time of year that becomes more difficult in certain aspects.
So what are some things we can do to help cope with that?
Well, at McKenzie's, we have a program where we call it Coping with the Holidays, and it's a handout that we offer, and we'll email it or mail it out or whatever, and it's available to everybody, and it gives some really good points on how to cope with the holidays and some little structured things that you can do to help yourself. But it gives all sorts of things about to create normality in your holiday season. You don't want to do anything out of the normal. You want to still get involved with people. You don't want to withdraw from the public. You want to still do the things that you normally did. And a lot of those are just reminders to continue to do that and keep your family and the rest of them, people that are around you, even though somebody is missing, sort of normal and help you through all this.
This might be a good opportunity then to actually bring people together in spite of the temptation to want to isolate yourself.
Yes, a lot of people like to step back and maybe not get as involved in Christmas. They maybe won't decorate their house. They maybe won't do that real nice Christmas dinner. But this is a lot of points that encourages you to do that, to keep the normality in Christmas and the festive season, and it'll help you get through it. You'll still never forget that person because that person's part of your life. You just got to learn how to go ahead with the future without them.
Is there some ways you could still incorporate the memory of these people into your
festivities? Oh, sure. You know, putting up pictures, looking at the Christmas pictures from the past, things like that. That's all mentioned in this, where you were together. You know, everybody has that Christmas picture, you know, and as the years goes on, a lot of those people are missing. So often I think, too, we think of the downturn or how sad it is, and it is. But you can, when you think back of, like my dad, when he passed, we think back of all the good, happy times that we've had. You don't have to think of the sad day that when he passed. You can think of the good times when you were together.
The holidays can be a tricky time, but if you have the tips and the help, you can work your way through these holiday seasons too. If you've got questions, get a hold of Brian Staubs at McKenzie Chapel and Crematorium. You can call 763-8488, head online, mckenziechapel.ca, or email Brian for one of those handouts, brian@mckenziechapel.ca.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ On Demand at ckbi.com.